way down from Olympia. You know, this is, they can see Mount Rainier. They know where the water's coming from. And then you have all the people that are going up to Mount Rainier. They know that that water, where exactly it's coming from. So there's like an identification with it.
The Nisqually River is a spring of the Nisqually Glacier, meaning it is one of a dozen plus glaciers on Mount Rainier that flows into Puget Sound. The Michelle River is the largest tributary of the Nisqually River, meaning the Michelle drains into and meets the Nisqually. These sections of river assist in making the Nisqually River Basin, where Olympia is nestled in the very northwest corner of the South Puget Sound on Bud Inlet. Our journey today will take us to four sites where the Nisqually tribe and collaborators are restoring salmon habitat on the Michelle River. The Michelle River has had extensive work projects conducted on various parts of the river, with the highlight being engineered log jams. A log jam is constructed by digging into a bank of a river and essentially building a log house into the bank. The logjam creates a slow-moving, deep pool in the river, which is an effective resting point and spawning location for salmon. Edenville jumped on the map in 1909, growing and operating as a logging town. Remnants of the logging mills are still seen today and are directly connected to one aspect of the possible future of the Michelle River. Boxcar Canyon is a high-volume public access site, and is also the restoration site closest to the headwaters of the Michelle River, being where the river begins its way through the Michelle River Basin. The green diamonds located on the map are completed engineered log jams put together by the inner workings of the Nisqually Tribe, the South Puget Sound Salmon Enhancement Group, and their contributors. On the outskirts of Eatonville, with free public access to river trails and an informational sign created by the National Fish and Wildlife Organization of Washington and others, Smallwood Park creates a unique and positive environment showing the cooperation directly between the town of Eatonville and the Nisqually Tribe, with a single goal of salmon habitat restoration. The final restoration site for today is a research station ran by the University of Washington since the 1920s, a demonstration forest to study forest management with direct access to the Michelle River. This site is where the Michelle River drains into the Nisqually River, and is also where the first logjam projects put on by the Nisqually Tribe and partners in 2002. The Michelle Falls are on a branch of the Michelle River, aptly titled the Little Michelle. It is another salmon run in the Michelle River Basin, and is also a public access area. Boxcar Canyon is about a mile's walk from the road on a pair of old railroad tracks. The first visit deserves a double take, as the canyon walls squeeze the river together before letting it regain its full width again. Flooding from the winter of 2007 damaged most of the log jams, although three are still standing. Boxcar Canyon is the location furthest up on the Michelle River where research has actively been documented by restoration biologists. During the summer, they snorkel the river bottom in pools and dry suits, counting the 0-plus and 1-plus fish, which are salmon between ages of 0 and at least 1 year old. Since the logjam projects at Boxcar Canyon have been completed, there is 1 year of post-project data concerning the logjams, pools, and salmon. Research available to the public through Florian Leschner, a restoration biologist for the Nisqually Tribe, shows numbers more than doubling for 0-plus salmon and surface area of pools. Boxcar Canyon, since being so close to the town of Eatonville, has visible signs of being a constant hangout place for the town youth, and Northwest mischief in general. Cans and bottles litter the beach area, while graffiti sprawls not only on the railroad bridge, but the canyon walls as well. On the plus side, there are thoughts and stories year-round about enjoying the Boxcar Canyon area, while swimming holes abound. Logic might imply cleaning out the river of excess debris and letting the river flow would be the most effective restoration. Not so, says the salmon. Clearing out a river essentially turns it into a chute of water and gradually increases the speed of the water flow. Despite log jams sounding counterintuitive, there are a necessity for a continuation of salmon spawning in tributary of the Nisqually River. Smallwood Park has the most visually impressive log jams out of all the sites visited. The winter 2008 flood created a lot of misleading debris looking like an extra jam. The three main log jams at the park are still structurally sound, yet the middle jam's gravel and vegetation have been washed out. The gravel fills in the log jam, and the replanting creates habitat and cover over the riverbanks.
Opposite side of Smallwood Park, there's a mill pond over there, and during that last flood, some of the major damage that was done was that there were a few bridge abutment size pieces of concrete in front of that mill pond, and they're gone now after that flood. And all of this, you know, soil and sediment, whatever was there, is now all gone. You can actually see these big logs that are the actual crib wall that's holding that pond back from the river. So that makes us pretty nervous, because if that pond washes out, not only is there a bunch of sediment that's going to come into the Michelle River, but also potentially harmful chemicals that are in the mill pond.
The flag topic is being discussed and worked out between the Nisqually tribe, the town of Eatonville, and the landowner. Off of Highway 7, several miles from Eatonville, a jaunt down the 200 road is packed forest land, where the Michelle River drains into the Nisqually River. It is hard to forget exactly where in the northwest the Michelle is located, as Mount Rainier is visible literally from every turn on a clear day. Our Michelle River group got connected through one of our professors with water aficionado Basha Ireland. She completed her water gatherings project in 1999, documenting water samples of the Rio Grande along the Texas-Mexico border. We recorded water samples with the materials provided, as she is currently working on a similar project of the Nisqually River. The Nisqually Land Trust has been purchasing land parcels in the Nisqually watershed and basin and converting them into pristine habitat for the past 20 years. There are completed projects of replanted vegetation along the banks of the river. Since the Nisqually Land Trust owns the land of the Boxcar Canyon Restoration Site and a stretch of land on the Michelle River, it has been necessary for positive ties to be built between the Nisqually tribe and the Nisqually Land Trust. Finding access and viewing where the Michelle River drains into the Nisqually River really helps to tie in how important the Michelle River run is to salmon. It provides an alternative to the Nisqually River, a backup plan for the spawning salmon. Prime habitat for the salmon, with so many different groups and ties involved, really highlights the interactions between them and the community working on a common goal. Finding directions to Michelle Falls on the internet places a Northwest Tours vibe on the location. It has a similar atmosphere as Boxcar Canyon, considering it is shared human interaction with salmon habitat. It is a public access area, quick to be discussed by the locals, making it feel like a highlight of the Eatonville area. Lastly, there's an overall impressive feel to the site, with the falls in full flow during the winter, and a constant reminder of salmon running this branch of the Michelle River. After two runs down the Michelle River today, key facts can be gleaned from the veritable flood of information. The Nisqually tribe has constructed log jams to improve the top priorities of salmon spawning and general habitat restoration on the Michelle River. Salmon restoration projects have been implemented on the land owned by groups besides the tribe, such as the Nisqually Land Trust and the town of Eatonville. Restoration biologists are continuing field research to document number of census in returning of 0+ and 1+ salmon to the Michelle River to spawn. Public access continues to be available at each designated site without any new rules or tools implemented to reduce public use. All groups involved are more than willing to talk to the public and eager to share information about these recent advancements in the projects.
The Michelle provides an alternative to the main stem. Dam would break, or Mount Rainier would blow up. You know, I mean, these rivers in the Pacific Northwest are, you know, full of catastrophes, you know, flooding, you know, mudslides. And so if something occurs over there and you have a loss of the Chinook population in the main stem, they have another safe population in the Michelle find refuge in, that they can repopulate the main stem, the core population again.